Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hello.
And next week, we'll be recording on a different date because we're going to be going to the state fair.
I know.
And I'm going to be doing the accordion competition.
I can't wait. Do you bring home that blue ribbon?
Well, I've brought over the years, I've won the accordion competition 3 times. We'll see if this is another year that I can pull it off.
But well, that would give you a best in the category for that competition. And today we are going to be talking about state fairs. About the oldest one, the youngest one, and supposedly the biggest and the best. And some other general.
And we're not talking birth order.
Not birth order, yeah.
So, who's the oldest one?
New York.
Really? I guess that doesn't surprise me.
That state fair started in 1841.
Wow.
In Syracuse.
And I would guess that the youngest, the most recent state to have a state fair be on the West Coast?
No. The hint is that they began their fairs before they were officially states.
Okay, help me out.
Alaska.
Okay.
In 1936 is the youngest, and it began as a community celebration for the Matanuska Valley colonists. The other youngest one by 1 year is Hawaii, 1937. Was a local trade show, and it highlighted industry and homegrown foods.
So I was close.
You were close. Yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned biggest.
There's several categories of biggest.
It's got to be Iowa, right?
No. Oh. And
no, really?
You need to look at it if it's by day or total through the year. But the biggest by daily attendance, Minnesota earned that in 2018. And they had, on a Saturday, 270,426 people gaining entrance to the fair. But the other way to look at that is by daily average in just 1 year. So Minnesota also holds the title of 177,000 average daily attendance in 1 year, and that was in 2019. The biggest by total attendance in 1 year.
Iowa?
Texas.
Oh, God.
Texas. And now they kind of cheat, though, because their fair goes sometimes almost twice as long as some of the other state fairs. So the highest total attendance was in their 1986 special anniversary fair. They had nearly 4 million visitors over 31 days.
That was so Texas is kind of in decline right now.
Just a standard fair for Texas, they have the highest total of 2,547,000 and a few odd visitors.
You mean 1 day?
That's over 24 days.
Oh, average. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how does that compare with Iowa?
Iowa does fine, and we, our largest fair attendance over an 11-day event is 1,182,682. That was in 2024.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm trying to remember what the weather was like back then, because that does make a difference.
Big difference.
Yeah. So, so we aren't the biggest. We're probably the best, right?
I think we're the best.
Okay.
But I've never been to another state fair.
So there are entities that rate bestness.
The information I could find was, it's a typical one, USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards ranks Minnesota.
Oh, come on.
Minnesota, you're really
Minnesota
kicking it. Way to go. Way to go, neighbors to the north.
I think they probably stuffed the ballot box.
So people can do that in that USA Today. It's a vote thing, and you can vote multiple times.
Oh, so they did
times.
Stuff the ballot box. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So we are the best.
Yes, let's say that.
We certainly are iconic. Wasn't the Iowa State Fair profiled in the musical State Fair?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it was. I don't think it was. Yes, it was a musical. It's also a kind of a dark film in some ways. You know, people get into some serious situations, and it's not all la-ti-da. I think a young man or a young woman kind of goes off to the part of the state fair at night where they're not supposed to be. But otherwise, the family packs a picnic and they try to win a blue ribbon of some kind, not in accordion.
Not in the accordion competition.
Yeah. I think it's cool, though, that other countries have state fair-like annual celebrations. There are some in every continent. Canada has the Canadian National Exhibition in Toronto, and others in Europe. The UK has what's called the Great Yorkshire Show, farming, local food, rural traditions. In Asia, the Chinese Farmers Harvest Festival is in autumn, scheduled in the autumn equinox. And in Africa, Zimbabwe and Zambia both have events that are very similar to state fairs.
Yeah, and it's all about farming.
It's all about farming.
And food. And in Iowa, it's about deep frying atrocious piece of food.
The food for sale is often deep fried. There are some very good foods at the fair.
The only deep fried thing I've ever had at the state fair is funnel cake.
I like funnel cake.
I do too, but I'm not going to eat a Twinkie deep fried.
No.
But we are going to go.